This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. Philadelphia's recent housing glut is being eased somewhat by an expanded voucher program that has some people eyeing spaces they previously could not afford. WHYY's Aaron Mozell of Plan Philly joins us to explain this new opportunity for both developers and renters. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron, who are these renters? What is their situation when it comes to looking for affordable housing in Philadelphia?
Yeah, these are residents with very low incomes who don't earn enough each month to rent on the private market without some kind of public assistance. And so they qualify for what's known as a housing voucher. That's a program run by the Philadelphia Housing Authority, what used to be called Section 8.
So the housing voucher is a subsidy that enables these renters to rent within the private market.
Right, at a deep discount. That is, if a landlord agrees to take them on as a tenant, they can't actively discriminate under city law. If they get a landlord to agree, then they pay just 30% of their adjusted monthly income, and then the federal government, through the Housing Authority, pays for the rest, and that money goes to the landlord who is enrolled in the program. I should note that Philadelphia only has around 20,000 of these vouchers, so everyone who needs one or qualifies for one is not able to get one. PHA recently reopened its waiting list, and there are currently several thousand people in line to get a voucher whenever one becomes available.
And what does Philly's housing stock typically look like for these folks?
Yeah, in the past, because of the rental rates the Housing Authority was able to pay, you know, the size of the subsidy, voucher holders were generally relegated to units in older buildings, and older buildings in lower income neighborhoods mostly.
But now
that's less of the case, thanks to a policy change that dates back a few years to 2018. That year, PHA got the power to start basing their rental rates on the zip code of the property. And that meant that renters could, at least in theory, rent an apartment in a pricier part of the city because the subsidy was now big enough to reimburse the landlords in those areas. So that means, you know, imagine someone being able to rent in somewhere like Center City or Chestnut Hill, and even at this point in hot neighborhoods like Fishtown and Northern Liberties, too.
Let's dive a little bit deeper. Tell us more about this shift.
Yeah, so Philadelphia has and is still experiencing a building boom, and that building boom has created a lot of competition among market rate builders. The competition is so fierce at this point that some of them have decided to join the housing voucher program and are now marketing their buildings to voucher holders. Because while there's, you know, a lot of demand right now, demand is high for rentals, there's simply too many apartments coming online, so there's high vacancy as well. At the same time, PHA has continued to do a lot of outreach on its own with the hopes of expanding the number of landlords in the program and the number of units available to voucher holders. The authority has also made getting to move-in day much faster, so landlords are spending less time waiting to collect rent. And so that, combined with more subsidy, has enticed landlords who have very little experience in the program to participate.
This is a game changer.
Yeah, this is seen as a pretty big deal for a few reasons. You know, the more landlords who participate in the voucher program, the more apartments there are for voucher holders to choose from, and potentially the less time it will take for them to find a landlord willing to rent to them. You know, searches have historically taken months to complete, and Philadelphia has a history of landlords being hesitant to rent to voucher holders, even though Philly law bars landlords, as I was saying, from discriminating based on source of income.
And what about what happens as the housing glut wanes?
Yeah, that's the big question here. You know, the apartment glut will eventually disappear. There's evidence that it's already well on its way to doing that. And so the question is whether these landlords will continue to market to voucher holders when things even out, or, you know, whether the changes at PHA and you know, their direct experience with these voucher holders, whether that will, you know, win the day ultimately and they'll continue because it's just good business for them.
Mm-hmm. WHYY's Aaron Mozell of Plan Philly, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
You can check out Aaron's reporting on this topic. Go to whyy.org/planphilly.